It's time to check out the commodity markets this morning as we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron, and looks like wheat is a strong performer here in the early going.
Yeah, we are seeing some lead from wheat here this morning as we see wheat with some double-digit gains, really fueling off some of the heavy rains that, that Drew talked about there over the weekend in the Plain States, really causing a little concern for some of the newly planted wheat. So the market's reacting accordingly here this morning. Corn kind of following along with the wheat's lead here this morning. December corn at 383 and three quarters, up 4 cents. March corn at 392 and a half, up 3 3/4. May corn at 398 and a quarter, up 3 1/2. December 16 wheat at 406 and a quarter, that's up 3 1/4. November soybeans continue to drag here a little bit at 888, down 7 1/2. January soybeans at 886, down 10 cents. March soybeans at 889 and a quarter, down 9. November 16 beans at 888 and 3/4, down 8 1/4. Speaking of that wheat market, December Chicago wheat at 506 and 3/4, up 16 1/4. March wheat at 512 and 3/4, up 15 1/2. July 16 wheat at 518 and a quarter, that's up 15 1/4. Kansas City wheat strong as well. December Kansas City wheat at 491 and a half, up 16. March Kansas City wheat at 506 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. July 16 Kansas City wheat at 526, up 15 1/4. No livestock trade here this morning, but the cattle on feed report did come out Friday afternoon, so that'll influence the trade a little bit today. Showed on feed numbers at 102% of last year and place numbers at 96% of last year. That placement number was a little higher than what the market was anticipating. As for news today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. We will have crop progress out this afternoon at 3 o'clock, expecting corn progress to be in that 75 to 80% complete range, beans nearing that 90% range. Expecting some better rains as we move through the northern parts of Brazil, which has slowed planting in some areas there on the bean side, so that's offering some resistance here this morning. A couple newsworthy items here this week. The Fed market open market committee will meet here Tuesday and Wednesday, so that could influence the outside markets depending on what comments they make. We did sell 120,000 tons of beans once again to China this morning, but failing to create much excitement in the bean market here this morning. Otherwise, news continues to be fairly quiet, continuing to see some range-bound trade here. Overall, these corn support here around 380 this morning did hold here for the most part. We're nearing resistance up here around 385 here today. November soybeans, of course, continuing to find resistance up around the $9 area with a high today at 899 and a half. First notice day for November futures will be this coming Friday, as we do in another month, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Well, we thank you very much for that report. Have a great Monday.
Okay, you too.